NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Welcome to the Sleep First Podcast, where we do podcast things. We tell our stories and we make videos and sometimes we sing. Carter's here, he's happy, but sometimes he is mad because his center, Simon Zapala, that's never going to change.
I was having a good time and so you went and made it about yourself.
Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday. Hey, it's the day of our NBA draft show, the NBA Draftapalooza, Sleepers Draftapalooza. Carter, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Just about now, when this releases, I will be in the chair getting myself a fresh cut. And that is how you set the tone for a great day and a great live show.
That is a great, great move by you. I haven't eaten in 2 days.
That's not good. I'm going to text your wife and I'm going to make you eat.
I saw
this morning she was feeding your daughter. I'm going to have her sit you right next to her and you're both going to eat.
I mean, if we're talking breastfeeding.
That just insanity. True insanity. But wait, to change the subject very, very quickly here. Can I let you know? I have a confession. I got to let you know something.
Oh no, what?
I dipped into the Sleepers budget for a personal move.
You expensed it?
I did. I expensed it. And for the first time, without letting you know that I'm expensing it.
What'd you expense?
I'm getting my makeup done for the live show tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I
know. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm not. But, but I can't believe we're not, though, because we did the Wendy's Red Couch at the Final Four presented by Bleacher Report. And we had an on-hand makeup artist who was responsible for making us look good. So now I'm just supposed to just show up.
You know, no what makeup? We should do? This is a great bit. Maybe Riley and Ralph might hear this. Maybe they won't, though. We, during the like pre-recorded interviews we play, we should have a bit where our wives come down and touch up our makeup.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Okay,
we're just sitting in the side. You can see our faces. Our wives just come in with the powder.
Thank you.
So good. We're going to work on that. Okay. Hey, you want to kick us off with a YouTube comment today?
I most certainly do. Let's go ahead and get to this. I feel like I should put my YouTube studio app on my main like page just because I do use it quite frequently. Let's go with this. Colin Murphy said, Galloway dropped 30 points on Kansas. Do we forget this when discussing if Fletcher Lawyer is better than Trey Galloway?
Trey Galloway dropped 30 on Kansas?
Can I get a check on this? Did he actually do that?
I'm going to go ahead and not believe that that happened.
You're just choosing not to believe it?
Yeah. I'll look it up, though.
Trey Galloway versus
It's the quietest 30 anyone ever dropped. If it did,
he had a career high 28 on 12 of 17 shooting.
Mm-hmm. You know what 28 is? Not 30.
Not 30.
That is not 30.
He did almost. He did almost drop 30.
Oh well, I mean, are we rewarding almost nowadays?
We're not. He also missed a late three that really hurt them in that game. Not to go there. Who's better, Foster Lawyer or Trey Galloway?
Trey Galloway is better than Foster Lawyer for sure.
Sorry, Fletcher.
I think it's really close. I do think Trey Galloway was a little bit low on our list, but yeah, I'll take Fletch.
You take Fletch? Okay. I will take Trey Galloway.
I'll take the guy who's had 28-point games against great teams on a team that wins a ton over a guy who's had 28-point games and losses against teams that don't win a ton.
I feel that. I think if there was a way to do an anonymous survey where Purdue fans realized they could keep their fandom while also making a switch, more than you think would switch Fletch for Trey Galloway. And that's no shame to Fletch. I actually think it's more so giving more respect to Trey Galloway.
That seems like some pretty loud shade to Fletch, not gonna lie, but hey, to each their own. I like Fletcher Lawyer. I think he's a good player.
I like all lawyers.
All lawyers, really? You a big like Robert Kardashian guy?
Somewhat.
He was a lawyer.
Was he? Oh yeah, he was the lawyer of OJ Simpson's case, right?
Yeah. You
The
into
big
that?
Kardashian guy?
Lawyer Malloy?
Really good patriot. Even though I don't rock with the Patriots.
I gotta say, so now you love lawyers and patriots?
Okay, well, safe space here. Those blue jerseys, the old Patriots blue jerseys, were a
Yeah.
great jersey.
They're okay.
I really like those.
They were cool before they got like too good, and then they just kept the same. Like those jerseys were not iconic enough to be the jerseys for 20 years.
Do you have a favorite NFL jersey?
I feel like I'm missing one. I actually really like the Steelers aesthetic. Something about the logo on one side of the helmet, and I think yellow pants look good in football.
Black and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, that concludes our banter hour.
All right, let's get to the Discord comments. Hey, join the Discord. Would love to see you in there. I think we had some new joinees relatively recently. Maybe I'm kind of all over the place, but a lot of people considering joining in the wake of this draft show that is coming out tonight. Simpleton Friday joined the Discord. Shout out to Simpleton Friday. And then Go Boilers 20 Blake, I think, rejoined the Discord rather quietly in the middle of the night. But good to see you back, Blake. Welcome, welcome. Okay, to the comments. We start with a flurry from Malik Perry. I'm warning you all now, the next six comments or so are from Malik Perry. With Lazar Jackson, aka Big Ja, switching from basketball to football, do you think this is a good move for him?
I really have no comment on that move, to be honest with you.
I don't know who that is.
It's the center that used to play for Bronny's AAU team, then he played for like OTE. Just a massive kid.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck, Big Ja. I like how Carter tried to throw shade at Kendrick, but can't admit that Drake lost and he had did something that Drake couldn't. Drake is 0-2 now. Then it hit me that Carter and Drake share a lot in common. Drake lost, just deal with it. You always do with Kit Kats and peanut butter.
Oh, Malik, what a guy.
Carter, how many songs would or could Drake perform that he wrote the lyrics to?
More than people want to give him credit for.
I mean, Drake wrote a lot of songs for other people here. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, also like this is classic, like, good on Kendrick. He's using the Drake stimulus package right here. He's about to ride They Ain't Like Us until the wheels fall off so he can continue to not make good music like he was before.
I don't like that spin zone from you. Because couldn't you have said the same thing if Drake won this? Like, oh, Drake's just capitalizing off Kendrick. Like,
No, not at all. Because if Not Like Us didn't come out, that Kendrick concert would have been a lot shorter because it would have ran out of tunes. Drake would never run out of tunes because he's got decades and decades of tunes. So instead of being like, oh, Kendrick's doing it for the sixth time, maybe you should be like, oh, he's doing it for the sixth time, because if he doesn't do it again, he's out of songs.
it's an impeccable spin zone, but it's crazy from you. Malik says, I would like to give warm welcomes to all new members. Sleeve ass. I mean, ash. No, it's rash. Okay, Nash, you came in here talking reckless, but soon as I talk, you seem to leave. Why is that? You want to run the Discord, you have to go through a lot of people. So good luck to you and Gordon Fisherman, parentheses Luke.
Oh, my brother and Malik.
Just a crazy stray at Luke. I didn't know that Luke and Malik had beef.
Luke just catches strays for some reason. I don't know why.
Luke was cracking me up the other night. Luke was on fire. Okay, Luke responded and said, keep yapping and you'll be in the grave like your program. Go ahead and change your bio from Discord Deadpool to Discord Dead Fool.
Ooh.
Ooh, snaps. Snaps for Luke. Malik, to the number one glazed donut licker. I know Gregory drooling over Purdue, Illinois, and Duke practice videos. Where's Michigan's at? Would love to wipe the dust off that video. Michigan honestly has not put many practice videos out for my liking. They should. I would like to see more of this team. There was a little snippet with John Beilein in the gym the other day, and I guess Charles Matthews was there with him. That's cool, but also, like, it's not 2017 anymore. Can I see some stuff from my tan coach who rides bikes? I don't need to see the man in the elderly home who had a part in bringing five horrible years to my program. I don't need to see. It's cool he's back, but I don't need to see that. I would like to see some Danny Wolf off the dribble clips. Haven't seen him. I think Vlad Goldin went on the Defend the Block podcast, which is a pod that's been around for a decade. He was talking about, like, Dusty's family. That's cool. Can I also see you, like, with a post move? I'd love to see, like, a right-hand hook, anything of that nature. But, no, I get it. Like, I can take it the same way I dish it. Like, I've seen seven different videos of Xavier Booker missing putts. I haven't seen Xavier Booker touch a rock.
Yeah, I came up with the formula, and here's how it is. And I'm not a social media guy, but I think this is how it should go. For every, and this is for just, you could do it for sports in general, but I'm going to stick to basketball here. For every non-basketball video, I need two basketball videos. That's how it goes. So if you're going to post one golf outing, I need one workout. Mm-hmm. I need one hoop workout and one, I don't, honestly, it doesn't even have to be live action, just a breakdown post-practice. I'll accept that. I need two gym videos to one recreational video or one outdoor workout video. That's the formula.
Part, we are podcasters. Let me count this up. Today, we are going to put out 13 different videos on our channel. Those 13 videos are us podcasting. If half of the videos on our channel were us just, like, going on a walk, don't you think people would be a little upset with that and not happy with us?
Honestly, I think people might love that.
I see. I don't know. Like, I want to watch basketball players play basketball.
Can we please post a video of us just taking a walk?
Sure, Carter. Yes, we can. We'll do that in Baltimore this week. Ryan R29 says, Carter, besides Eric Ebron, what other athletes could you take in a fight? Would Charlie Villanueva beat your ass?
I'm not going to openly admit that anybody whose profession isn't to beat people's ass would beat my ass. Would they beat my ass? Maybe, but I'm not going to just come out here and openly admit it if your job is not, like, hand-to-hand combat, or if you're not, like, a fighter in any regards. So, like, nah, like, anybody can see me.
Charlie Villanueva is 6'11", 232 pounds.
Yeah, but he's got to see me.
What were you weighing in at? What's the height weight frame these days?
Oh, for Carter Elliott? Not that. I got him in weight. I'm heavier than him.
Like 6'4", 270?
That's insane, man. 6'4"?
What are we talking? I'm asking for some numbers, and you're kind of, like, dodging the question.
I'm 6'7", 269.
All right. I don't like your chances against anyone 6'11".
Well, that's your opinion.
Who do you feel confident you can beat in a fight? What athlete?
Anyone.
You think you can beat anyone in a fight?
Yeah, part of fighting is confidence.
You versus Zach Edey.
Yeah. Zachary, you can see me.
Please don't say that.
I wouldn't do it because I love him, but, like, also, if I'm attacked, I lash out.
Mason Gillis?
Can certainly see me.
Seems like he has hands.
I'm not a Northwestern student.
He's a strong guy. Let's see. Malik says, Carter, would you be willing to bet on you making fire with twigs?
Yes. I always bet on myself.
This is true. Kyle Tupper says, would you rather be stuck in a forest with a bear or Malik?
Malik.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think
even though I do know all the tricks to get away from bears in the forest, because most people are like, okay, run up a tree or run from them. That's not necessarily the case. Bears struggle when their back legs catch up with their front legs. So what you want to do is, if you can, lead it to some type of hill. Because if it gets going down a hill, the back legs won't be able to keep up with the front ones, and the bear will most likely tumble, which in that case, you just let the bear tumble down the hill. I have a vast knowledge of running away from animals. Do you know that alligators, or it's crocodiles, whichever one's on the land, they're extremely fast, straight, like straight distance, but they can't zigzag because of how their bodies, like, you know, oriented. So if you run like a deep outpost route, you're probably going to get away from the alligator or the crocodile.
How do you know this? Suddenly you're an animal expert?
Because I watched a lot of Animal Planet back in the day.
So how many times have you had to run away from an alligator?
I have not. But if the time comes, I'm prepared.
How many times have you had to run away from a bear?
The time has not happened yet. But like I said, if that moment comes, I'll be prepared.
So it's completely useless information.
It's always useless until you got to use it.
I would rather be stuck in a forest with a bear than Malik, because I feel like there's a chance the bear would ignore me. Malik would I'm not getting away from Malik, and Malik would do whatever he wants to us.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's true. Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says, was Greg Campy in Detroit asleep on Carter for not recruiting him, or was he gameless?
No, he made the right choice.
Were you a Brit merchant?
That's was I a Brit?
That's what Dreadhead is asking.
Yeah, I was probably a Brit merchant.
When you had all these like college coaches coming to watch your high school teammates, did any of them ever show any interest in you at all?
No, because the guys that were coming to see, like the guys that were at practice, were just not in the realm of me ever.
So there like, was never a moment where like Bill Self was like, oh, who's that 6'6" stretch four?
No, never crosses my mind.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Was there ever a moment where you had like a day and like you were giving it to Amir a little bit, or like?
Oh yeah. In my head, I had those days. Also, if I could go back and just pivot in time, I should have coattailed my way to D1. Like, I should have, like, on the side been like, yo, Thad, I don't know if Amir's mentioned this to you, but, like, package deal.
You are really good in packages, aren't you? Like, we're a package deal, and we're a great package.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you are, like, you seem like an elite in the package guy.
I'm definitely special when it comes to 2-for-1.
Andre L says, rank these players 1 through 7. Cooper Flagg, Braden Smith, if he were 6 inches taller. Umar Ballo with Zion's athleticism, but not skill. Graham EK with Seth, not Steph Curry's jump shot. Kobe Brea with Steph, not Seth Curry's handle. RJ Davis, if he were in the body of Zion James. Aiden Mahaney with 2 years in Dan Hurley's system instead of just one.
Wow. Those are some players that were just named there. I don't know, Gregory, leave me. You go first.
I think, let's see here. I'm trying to see if any of these are better than Cooper Flagg.
I feel like Cooper and RJ might be.
Umar with like a 6'11" Zion.
Seems. But the skill really made Zion. Zion was hella skilled.
Yeah, but I don't know. Still, if Umar Ballo was just 6'11" and jumping like that.
Yeah, true.
Like, I think I might say Cooper Flagg 1, Umar Ballo with Zion's athleticism 2, RJ Davis with Zion James body 3, Graham EK with a Seth Curry jumper 4, Braden 6 inches taller, 5. Aiden Mahaney in 2 years, 6. Kobe Bryant with Steph Curry's handle. I think he'd be nice, though.
Yeah, you got to put him above Aiden.
I was reading that wrong. I thought it was Kobe Bryant with Seth Curry's handle, and I was like, that's just Kobe Bryant. So that's on me. It's a hard listen. When you give us 7 creative options like that, great question, but really hard question to answer live on the show.
Yeah. What would you rather have? Me with your beard or you with my jumper?
Me with your jumper would just be a worse version of me.
You sure?
You with my beard would be... I like your beard, though. You have good facial hair, in my opinion. So I don't know. I feel like I get worse, you stay the same.
I don't know if you get worse. Someone drop something like that in the comments so we can read it on the next episode.
Boomfizzle79 says, I only realized Coy was at the wedding by reading the guest list table assignments at the end of the night. It was completely by happenstance that we were both there. He's frat brothers with the groom, and the bride is my roommate's cousin, who I've known for over a decade. I want it to be known that I immediately attempted to locate Coy upon learning of his presence, only to discover that he had wussed out early and left. So it's Coy's fault we don't have a picture. That's pretty incredible happenstance.
Yeah, it 100%. I'm still sick. There was no picture.
Coy also wants to make it known he has a pregnant wife.
Congrats on the sex, Coy.
Great work, Coy. Rowlett, Texas Boiler says, what's your top 5 McDonald's breakfast items? Do you mind if I take this one?
Sure, please.
McDonald's hash brown has to be one. This is not even like a purchasable item, but it deserves its own spot near the top. Just the McGriddle bread. Like the McGriddle, whatever you call that. Like the syrup-infused bread that is used for the McGriddle belongs alone at 2. I am more of a McMuffin guy, though, than a McGriddle guy if I'm actually ordering. So I would go like sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, 3. Sausage and egg McGriddle, 4. And then I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm missing. I don't really think. Like they have like breakfast burritos, but if you get one of those over a McMuffin, you're crazy.
Yeah, so let's see here. I'm gonna take hash brown 1. I'm gonna go McGriddle 2, sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, and then sausage biscuit after that. And then last, I'll probably just go with the pancakes. But I'll give you the best item that you can get in this case. It's called the Eldridge. I learned about it in college. Shout out to my boy Damon Eldridge. You get a sausage McMuffin with cheese and a hash brown. You also order a separate hash brown, so you're getting 2 hash browns in this case. 1 hash brown for off the sandwich, 1 hash brown to go on top or go in between the sausage McMuffin. So it's basically a sausage and egg and cheese McMuffin with a hash brown in it and then a hash brown on the side. Undefeated breakfast, has never ever missed. 14 out of 10 times is amazing. Give it a go if you have not tried that.
Appreciate that sort of intel from you. Purdue Fox says, does this final EDNIL apparel logo miss or hit? I lean miss because this is the last one I'd want to be going out with a bang, but the subtle walking away as the goat is cool. Yeah, Purdue NIL store dropped like a new Edie design where Edie's just walking and there's a spotlight on him and the shadow of Edie is literally a goat with 15 on it. I like the design. I don't know that I love it playing on like a shirt. Like to me, the design is really cool. If it was just like a graphic or even like a printout or something, like something Edie could sign autographs on, I love the design. I would love to have that framed in my house. I don't know that I would wear a shirt with that on it, but I think it's a hit as a design goes.
Yeah, like if that's a photo, like in the back, like a photo to put in a man cave or something, yeah, t-shirt. Not everything belongs on a t-shirt.
Yeah, yep. But like the design. Sleeve Nash says, this question is for Greg. Would you rather have Ty Rogers or Cohen Carr? This was a debate in the Discord for anybody wondering this. Apparently way too much energy was spent on these two players. I think Ty Rogers is the better player. With that said, if I'm picking one right now, I'm taking Cohen Carr. I'm taking 3 years of Cohen Carr and the hope that there's some upside of what we haven't seen yet with a freak athlete over 2 more years of Ty being what we know Ty is.
As am I. I echo that sentiment.
I think that's the right answer. I don't get why everybody freaked out about that, but yeah, it is what it is. There is a world where Cohen never becomes as good as Ty. Also, could be it. That's it. That's all the comments today. Thank you to the comments. Carr, could you please tell the people about NBA 2K Lab?
I can certainly tell you about 2K Lab. My2KLab.com has everything you need. You have the badges on there. You got the mini games, which I really enjoy. But I think that the best, probably the best part about it is, and I don't mean to flex ourselves right here and be a little conceited, but they have a NBA draft simulator that you can use. The NBA draft's coming up, so you know, get it in while you can. But on there, while you're doing those simulations, there is a big board. And on that big board, there is Sleepers Media prospect rankings that you can see where we stand on all these players compared to other big services like ESPN. It's a great tool to use. It's also like a fun little thing to do in preparation for the draft, just doing simulators, seeing how things play out and seeing how things unfold given the picks that are simulated. So shout out to 2K Labs. Go give it a run.
Shout out to 2K Lab. We love you, 2K Lab. Let's get to the show, Part. Part, do you believe in life after love?
Yes.
Simple as that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. First topic today. So I have a guessing game for you. This is rare that we play these type of games, but I thought this would be fun. Somebody sent this to our Discord this morning. I don't believe you've seen it yet, but also knowing you, you might have cheated after I told you not to look at this. Anyways, point is, shout out to the people who tweeted this graphic out this morning. It was from College Basketball Report at CBK Report. College Basketball Power Conference standings over their last 200 games. So we got every single team from the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big East, the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the SEC. Going back 200 games. Do the math on that. That's like roughly, what, 6.5 seasons? Just over six seasons? Maybe 60? I don't know. Something like that. But we have wins and losses, total wins and losses from every team over their last 200 games in the top six conferences in college basketball. Some interesting findings from this for me as I was looking at who was near the top. I would like you to try and tell me who the top 10 teams are, just in terms of win-loss percentage from the top six power conference programs over their last 200 games. Let's see how many you can get right out of 10. And people can play along at home as well while you are in hell right now.
I am in hell. Okay.
So I have the order here. I also have like a quick tally of the teams that just missed. But how do you want to do this? You want to just throw teams out and, or do you want to try and guess number one at the top and work your way down?
No, let's throw teams out.
Okay. Do you want a hint before you guess anything?
Yes, 100% I want a hint.
There what? Are...
Please hint me.
There are six that I would consider obvious.
Okay.
There are three that are like not surprising, but not obvious. And then there is one that is very surprising.
Very surprising. Okay.
That's your hint.
Okay. That does nothing for me, but okay. Oh.
This is not this hard. What teams have won a lot of college basketball games and not lost that many in power conferences?
Let's go with Purdue.
Purdue is number six over their last 200 games. There are five teams ahead of Purdue, but Purdue is on the list. Congratulations.
Thank you. Kansas.
Kansas is number two on the list. I was a tad bit surprised they were not number one.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is not on the list, Carr. That is strike number one. Your goal is to get this done in less than three strikes. Kentucky was actually 11th. They were one spot off of this list. Kentucky's record was 140-60. So every other team that is on this list has won more than 140 of their last 200 games.
Duke.
Duke is on this list at third overall.
Okay.
Let me give you number two. Duke won 152 games. Kansas won 154 games. That's 2 and 3 on the list.
Baylor.
Baylor is on the list. They are tied for fourth. with 149 wins in their last 200 games.
Okay.
You have four of the top 10. You have six remaining. You're missing number one. The other team tied at four. And then 7, 8, 9, 10.
Houston.
Houston is number one overall, Cart. This is crazy. In the last 200 games, Houston's record, guess what it is?
176 wins.
172-28 in their last.
That's great. That's insane.
The closest team to them is Kansas with 154. So Houston has won 18 more games than the next closest team to them in the span. Insane.
Gonzaga on the list?
They're not a power conference team. I'm not going to call that conference as a strike. I'm going to help you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Arizona.
Arizona's on the list. They are tied for seventh with two other teams.
Okay.
Arizona won 144 of their last 200 games.
Okay. I think there's I don't know. They had some bad years.
You're missing, of the hint that I gave you earlier, you're missing two more. Not surprised, but not obvious. You're missing one obvious, and you're missing the complete surprise.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay. I said Kansas, I said Baylor, I said Houston. Oh, UConn.
UConn is on the list. Any guess where UConn is on the list?
I feel like they're a little bit low.
UConn is 10th overall on this list. 141-59, just one game ahead of Kentucky.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. They have one game ahead of Kentucky, so literally, the last game will put them over?
Yep.
That's crazy. All right, I need how many more?
You need three more. You're missing two other teams tied at seventh with Arizona with 144 overall wins, and those are the two at seventh that are not surprising. They're not surprising, but they're not obvious. You're missing the team that was tied with Baylor for fourth that is a complete surprise.
North Carolina?
North Carolina is not on this list. North Carolina...
They weren't too
133-67 is North Carolina's record in the last 200, which surprises me. There's a lot of teams ahead of North Carolina that are not on this list that I will name when we get there.
Yeah, I should have known they weren't on the list. That's giving away a strike for no reason.
I'm kind of stunned, honestly. I didn't like, I know they had like a 1-2 down years, but like, there's been a lot of Carolina teams that have been good in the last 6 years.
Yeah, okay, so Duke.
You have two strikes, so technically you can't have another strike card. Do you want one more?
Wait. Is Tennessee on the list?
Tennessee is on the list. Tennessee, 144 wins, tied with Arizona. They are on the list, so you are only missing two more schools, Cart. The complete surprise, and the other team tied with Tennessee and Zona.
Okay. Oh. Okay, I'm going to go with...
You don't want a hint? You're just rocking?
Yeah, Texas.
Texas is not on the list. Texas is not close either. They are 131.
All right, who'd I miss?
So that's three strikes. So you're out.
Yeah.
The other team tied at seventh that I think was gettable is another SEC school that is not Kentucky or Tennessee.
Not Arkansas, is it?
It's not Arkansas.
The SEC. What school am I missing?
There's a couple ones you should guess, probably, but it's one of them.
Who?
Come on. Other SEC school. Not Kentucky, not Tennessee, not Arkansas.
Brother, just tell me.
Why? You can't guess.
I lost the game. Just tell me.
Well, this one's kind of obvious. You should get it.
Well, why don't you just tell me?
Because I want you to guess it.
I'm not gonna.
I don't know why you're being Mike Woodson about this. Why are you being so stubborn?
Just tell me, man.
No.
You're really not going to tell me?
Just throw me one more SEC guess, and then I'll tell you.
Florida.
That's a horrible guess.
Okay. Well, can you tell me now?
No, I'm having too much fun. This is why, if I was Alex Trebek, I would never tell people the answers when they get them wrong. I would just be a dick.
Oh, I had three strikes. You just say it.
Well, let's change it. You get 10 strikes now.
Okay. Mississippi State.
It's Auburn. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on. That was petty. That was just, you just didn't want to guess the obvious one.
So I didn't. Like, just.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I was fed up.
I don't like that from you. Who do you, right. you don't even want to guess the complete surprise? I feel like you didn't even like try to guess the complete surprise.
Can you give me the conference? Is it Big East?
It is not the Big East.
It's not the Big East?
It's not the Big East. Not the Big Ten. Also, your school, Michigan State, was second in the Big Ten with 131, but they were
Pac-12? Way behind
a lot of others. Not the Pac-12. It's an ACC school that was ahead of North Carolina behind Duke.
ACC school that was ahead of North Carolina and Duke. Virginia?
Virginia, fourth wow. overall in the last 200 games. Virginia has won 149 of their last 200 games.
Wow. I would, yeah. Is that, that's the surprise one, right?
That's the surprise one. Tony Bennett slander through the roof. So the top 10 programs in the last 200 games, Houston 1, Kansas 2, Duke 3, Virginia and Baylor tied at 4, Purdue 6, Arizona, Tennessee, Auburn tied at 7, UConn at 10. The closest teams off the cut line were Kentucky, Creighton, and Villanova.
Nova was still up there, huh?
Interesting exercise.
Yeah, very. I was my other Big East guess was going to be like Marquette or something.
Mm-hmm. Marquette was lower than I would have thought too. Marquette 132. That's right around Michigan State 131, Oregon and UCLA 131. Alabama, I was surprised, was low, only 132. Yeah, just wait. Like North Carolina has as many wins and losses as Texas Tech in the last 6 years. That seemed crazy. And then like.
Let Riley know that.
Kentucky being out of the top 10 honestly makes it feel more justified that they fired Cal. BYU is only 8 games behind Kentucky in the last 6 years.
8?
Yeah, BYU won 132 of their last 200 games and Kentucky won 140. Kind of crazy.
But technically do they count as a Power Five? I mean, I know they are now, but those wins occur when they were in the WCC, right?
You're right. But just kind of crazy to add it all up together. It's interesting to me. Michigan, Juwan Howard killed us lately. 120 out of our last 200. Devastating.
You're back now, Dusty.
The NBA draft is tonight. It's our final chance to make some NBA draft predictions. So I want 3 predictions. You don't have to go crazy. You can go, if you want to give me more, fine. But I want your 3 wildest predictions. What do you think will happen tonight in the NBA draft?
Ooh, okay. 3 wildest ones. Okay, I can do that. I'm wild.
Go ahead.
I like how I get the floor first all the time. Okay, for my first one, I am going to go that Rob Dillingham will go before Reed Sheppard.
Okay, explain that one to me.
Actually, no, I take that back. I don't want that to be the case because I don't want to have to push for that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go.
Take back your first prediction.
Is it wild to say that Bouzelis will go before Reichesher? Is that even wild at this point? Because I feel like most mock drafts, I don't know. Like some have Reichesher up there, some don't.
I don't think that's that crazy, but it's up to you.
Leaving stuff up to me is a dangerous, dangerous path to go down. I hope you know that. Yeah, I'll go with that one as my first one. I think Bouzelis goes off the board before Reichesher.
Okay. Zach Edey will be picked in the top 10 in this draft.
Way to take the layup.
Is that a layup now?
Well, I feel like in a wild take segment, that's probably it.
I haven't seen him mocked that high, I don't think. I know there's like speculation he's worked out, but I think it's swung far enough that like teams saw what we've seen up close in personal workouts. He's shooting the lights out. There's all this propaganda going around. I think Windhorst had a big thing that was like, he's the best screener. Teams are salivating over like their guards being able to work pick and roll with Edie. There's like stuff coming around today. Like, what if Jonas Valanciunas was just 6 inches taller? That's Zach Edie. I think people have finally caught on, Cart. And I think, I don't think he falls lower than ninth overall to the Grizzlies.
Love that fit if that does occur. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I think Terrence Shannon Jr. is a lottery pick.
Really?
I don't think he'll get out of the lottery.
What, any like rumor destination there? That's one I haven't heard a lot of buzz on, even after his trial came to an end.
See, I haven't either, but I feel like people are holding a lot of TSJ stuff like close to chess. Like, they're not like just coming out and being like they're ecstatic about this. They're just kind of like behind closed doors. They're like, okay, now I feel good about it. So just, I mean, it might be it's not going to be like top 10, but I think like maybe the last lottery pick, TSJ finds his way in there.
Interesting. Okay. I think someone's actually going to pull the Bill Simmons. Excuse me. I think someone, a team will take Bronny James in the first round that is not the Lakers. Like a blind side too. Like not one of the rumored destinations, not Phoenix, not like a random ass team is just going to draft Bronny. And everyone's going to be like, wait a damn second. And the entire intent is to try and get a trade chip.
I mean, I would love that because that would just make for some great, just overall, I don't even know what the word, just chaos for the first round of the draft, which I would very, very much appreciate. I have two candidates that both go against one of your picks. I'm going to let you decide which one goes forward. Hey. Which one's crazier? Which one's wilder?
Okay.
Khalil Ware going before Zach Edey, getting picked before Zach Edey. Or this is the wildest, but you might not let it fly. Cam Christie is the first Big Ten player taken.
I'll let that fly because that's insane. How high are we talking?
I mean, if Edie does not go top 10, and let's say TSJ is picked in like the 15-ish range, yeah, is someone going to talk themselves into reaching for Cam Christie?
Could happen. Like, yeah, if the first pick was like 16th overall, that feels about as high as Cam could go.
Right.
Yeah. I don't hate that. I could see that. I could see that happening. This one's not super specific, so I don't really like myself for doing it, but I think it's the right move. There will be five players in the NBA draft green room that do not get taken in the first round.
Five?
They invited 24 people to the green room.
Can I get the five?
Let's see if I can get the full list of green room invites real quick.
Yeah, that might be asking for too much, but
no, let me, if I can pull it up quickly, I'll name them. I think it's insane. I think in a draft with this much uncertainty, it's just absolutely absurd that they invited that many people to the green room. Like you have no idea what's going to happen. All right, the full list. I don't think this is everyone because I think they added names, but Saar, Risache, Klingon, Shepard, Bouzelis, Castle, Connect, Tajani Salon, Ron Holland, Cody Williams, Devin Carter, Jacoby Walter, Rob Dillingham, Nikola Topic, McCain, Furphy, Kyshawn George, Isaiah Collier, Yves Misi, Tristan Da Silva, Khalil Ware, Bub Carrington, Deron Holmes, and Kyle Filipowski. Um, I think Flip falls out.
Of the first.
I think Flip falls out. I think Jacoby Walter falls out. I think Nikola Topic with his injury falls out. And I think Kyshawn George falls out.
Okay.
That's four, not five. But
I guess I could see that. So that's not, I guess that's not the wildest thing I've heard.
Not insane. Could happen.
Not insane.
We are due for some chaos. I'm very excited. And
our live show needs some chaos, so I wouldn't mind.
Watch Draftapalooza with us live on the Sleepers Media YouTube channel tonight at 7:30. We're long overdue for an updated Final Four update. I don't believe we've done this exercise since Dan Hurley recommitted to UConn and since Will Riley was added to Illinois and since Cannon Catchings left Purdue. One of those teams was in my Final Four, so I might need to do a little updating here. What is your updated way too early Final Four card?
My updated way too early Final Four is I have Kansas, I have Alabama, I have Duke in there now. Duke has made its way into my Final Four. That is a new team. And then for my fourth, I have Baylor. It's going to be
Kansas,
two Big 12
teams. Alabama, Duke, Baylor, no UConn, despite Dan Hurley being back.
Yes.
You want to, I mean, you're going to need to address that with UConn Nation here.
So I'll never, ever totally doubt this team, but there's a little birdie, little gnat in my ear just buzzing about how this circus that's been going around with like how the Lakers thing affects this team is maybe going to affect this team a little more than they're leading on.
Oh, so Dan Hurley's chaos is actually going to hurt UConn.
It might get to a point where maybe there's too much chaos.
So you think UConn got worse with Dan Hurley coming back?
Don't do that to me.
You thought about it. You hesitated.
I did, but like you never want to see the dude that just won back-to-back shaking ass for people. It hurts. You get over it eventually.
Dan Hurley can shake his ass wherever he wants. Let me stop you right there. He is that man's allowed to shake his ass wherever, okay? This Dan Hurley we're talking about. All right, I think that's crazy. You dropped UConn out. Duke had to go in. Did you add Baylor? Did you drop two teams out, or is it just UConn?
Just UConn. I put Duke in for UConn.
All right. So three of ours are the same. I have Kansas, I have Duke added, and I have Baylor. Duke is the new team into my Final Four. Duke takes Purdue's spot. Just got to drop them. I thought Cannon Catchings was too important. I think any belief that they get back to the Final Four believes that Cannon Catchings actually lives up to his billing as a potential one and done. Without that, I think they're a guy short. I think their top five is really good. I really have questions about Purdue's bench. So I still think they'll be very good, but it's worth about a 5-8 team drop in my preseason top 25, and it's definitely worth dropping them from my preseason Final Four. Duke is in. I think they're loaded. I think they're great. I think this is the third best roster on paper, and I'm reflecting my Final Four as such. And my fourth team is the UConn Huskies. I had to put UConn in. Yeah.
Hurley?
Had to. Yeah, and Mahaney. Like, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Also, Kansas, UConn, and Duke in a Final Four would be insane.
We need that.
Insane.
Need it.
So please. Between us, though, we have, I mean, three consensus Final Four picks kind of feels like this is going to be a top-heavy season. Not a lot of surprises.
That's fine. Ain't no problem. What Shannon Sharp said? Ain't no problem.
Do you have any other teams you, like, considered close? Like, who's just off the cut line for you?
UConn's still close. Purdue's still hovering. Arizona's still hovering for me, too. I'm monitoring Arizona.
I don't know why.
Because I think Trey Townsend's incredible. Caleb Love is still good, whether you want to say he's not or he is or isn't.
Not good
and
in March.
He can get you to a Final Four. He's gotten you there.
Or he can get you to a Sweet 16 and shoot you out of it.
Or he could get you to a Final Four.
Or he can, like, it's all on his terms. I thought about Indiana, Cart. They're hovering.
No, that's quite the hover.
They're hovering. They are hovering. Other than that, I really didn't have a lot of teams I thought about. I feel like this is a pretty, like, straight-up year. Like, I'm not going to buy the Alabama stock. That's the one where I'll put my foot down on, and I don't see it.
Why not?
The supporting cast. Same thing I've said every time they come up, but I don't trust them. I think everyone thinks their roster got way better. Yes, they added Cliff. That helps them. I think everywhere else they might have gotten worse from last year. Like, they're going to miss Estrada to me. They're going to miss Rylan Griffin in a big way. So, I don't know. We'll see. Mark Sears will still be really good. He's great, but I'll like it. All right. There's our final four. Kansas, UConn, Duke, Baylor for me. Kansas, Duke, Baylor, Alabama for Cart. That's pretty consensus. One big thing presented by nobody. What do you have today?
My one big thing for today is I have this has been an ongoing bit that I've been off and on because that's what I do. If there's one thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna bite on, I'm gonna bite off, bit on, bit off, one might say. I've made an official decision and an official stance on my protein bar taste testing. I've tried many, many and all flavors, whatever you want to say. There is a distinct winner here, and it is the barbell protein bars, any flavor, they none of them miss. There's a variety of them. They taste incredible. They had 20 grams of protein, no added sugar, like 200 something calories. So it's like, I mean, well, you could use it as a meal instead of doing breakfast or whatnot. But the premier protein bar are barbells, easily, undisputed.
I like the name.
Barbell.
Barbell.
Can I get more barbell, please?
Isn't that also a type of cheese, like a cheese wheel? Isn't there
That's
one?
Baybel.
That's Baybel.
Yeah, those are.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Really good, too.
Those are really good.
They're really good. I didn't eat. Okay, no, I'm not gonna do that to myself.
What were you gonna do?
It's another thing, like outing myself or like not paying attention to you as a friend or addressing you. I didn't know you were a cheese guy.
You really don't know me very well. Are you know what I'm coming to terms with here? Because you have a reputation as like one of the best friends out there. Like
No.
you're great in
Don't do
all
this. Not
social
here.
settings.
Not here.
No, I'm just art like could you be described as like maybe like a fake friend?
No. Okay. If you have time, and I know you don't have time because you're so busy carrying this program on your very, very broad, but sometimes slouch shoulders, can you come up with a 50 question Greg quiz? A 50 question. And I think I will. I mean, I don't know what the passing. I'll get an
Okay.
A. I'll get an A.
Here is what's going to happen. I'm going to make a 50 question Greg quiz, and this is going to be released into the wild of our Discord. And if any Discord member beats you, what do you have to do as a punishment? Because I think it's a guarantee somebody in the Discord beats you at a 50 question Greg quiz. It's a guarantee.
What if are like TJ is TJ exempt or is he in it?
TJ is a Discord member.
Okay. I think I can still. Okay. TJ is really good at those things.
Yeah, because he's a good friend.
Yeah, he is a good friend. I'm good too. I'm gonna be good too. All right. No. If I what's the okay, if anybody beats me, I will.
You have to give me your seven iron.
Oh, hell no.
Risk your step and iron on how well you know me as a friend.
No, I will not do that.
Okay,
I'll do
that seems like a fake friend thing to turn down.
What if I do the 9999 challenge?
You want to do that?
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, I believe in you, buddy.
Okay, I'll do the 999 challenge if I lose, and if I don't complete the challenge in its entirety within the time constraints, then you can have my 7 iron.
Okay, so if you lose to someone in the Discord at the Greg 50 question challenge,
yeah,
you have to do the 999 challenge, which is 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, and 9 innings.
Yeah, and it'll be a Tigers game too. Like I'll watch a Tigers game.
Okay, and if you don't, you have to give me your 7 iron.
Yep.
Okay, I agree to these terms.
You want to see it?
I've seen it. It's beautiful. You've shown me. Yeah.
All right. Good show today.
Very nice. My one big thing is that I'm really good at the shuffleboard game that some bars have.
The one like sand on there?
Yeah, the sandy wooden shuffleboard game.
That would be, well, one, that game is fun as hell. Two, I would peg you 100% for that to be like your thing.
Yeah.
Thirdly, when's that getting in the basement at your house?
Actually, we have a great basement for it. There's a big
you
old
do.
Crimp right here. You haven't seen my basement. Don't act like it's a great
Yes, I have. You fake.
No, kid moves in 2 months ago, says, we'd love to host you. You guys say, yeah, let me check my schedule. We'll be there in 6 months.
You FaceTimed me and I saw the basement.
That's not the same. You know,
you're combative.
Yeah, I am combative, which is why I'm good at this wooden shuffleboard game, because I was antagonizing my father all weekend. I was in his head. I was chirping his ass in front of strangers. I said straight up, what do you think you'd score against me in shuffleboard? He was like, oh, I think I'd get you. And I was like, I bet you won't get 6 points. That's what I said to him. I bet the over-under is 5.5. I'll take the under to 21. Beat him 21-2.
That's crazy, Dave.
Left it up, took a picture with it, asked him to take the picture.
Can I get the picture?
Yeah, I'll see the picture. It's a great picture.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's the show today. Please watch the Draft of Palooza tonight live on the Sleepers Media channel, 7:30, with many special guests, Brian Roth and Riley Davis, Carter and myself, Jacob Carabazzo's producing. Thanks for watching this week. Also, announcement, sad announcement. This is the last full episode you're going to get from us this week, because we're going to put the rest of our time and effort into Draft of Palooza tonight. We will pull individual segments from all of the big segments with guests for Draft of Palooza and get those up on the channel, hopefully by the end of the week. But we will return with a full episode of the Sleepers Podcast on Monday when Carter and I are back from vacation to Baltimore together. Hopefully that's not terrible news for you, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.